Well, we thank the Lord again this morning. Be together. Been thinking the last few weeks about the about different aspects of the Lord's love to us, and how that in the very beginning He simply made us because He loved us, and He wanted us to love Him, which is why He gave us a choice, because it wouldn't be love otherwise. It would just be strict obedience, just doing whatever He said. But the Lord wants us to love Him because we love Him. It comes from within. And I was thinking about another aspect of God's love to us this morning, and the way that He manifests Himself to us. You know, God, when He made us, He made us, I believe, with a lot of, He made us with a vacancy and a need that can only be filled by God. And so we can look in many ways and in many places trying to fill that need. But because we were designed with that need, we can never fill it without filling it with God. And so this morning, He knows we have needs. God made us to have that need to be filled by Him. And so I want to look at some of, this is just a simple little message. I don't even know how long it'll be. But I want us to think this morning a little bit about God carrying our burdens for us. He loves us that much. And it's something that we cannot always carry on our own. Life is a little too big for us many times. But God has big shoulders. He made us, and He has no problem carrying things. And I want to look at John, the 21st chapter, just to get a little illustration here. In the second verse, John 21 and 2, it says, There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, Now who was the disciple Jesus loved? This was John writing it, wasn't it? Wonder what Peter would have written, or some of the others. But he saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. And so now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. Now, you know this little story, these fishermen, it appears to me that they were out all night. And they didn't catch anything. And so the Lord come along, and when they were coming back to land, and He wanted to know, What have you caught? Do you have any meat? And they answered, No. You know, we're like that too, lots of times. But Jesus had a little remedy for them. He said, Cast your net on the right side. Now, I'm guessing they cast their net on the right side of the boat through the night. And they worked hard. They were tired. I'm guessing after all night out there fishing, battling the waves, they didn't have the kind of motors we have today. They were probably tired. But He said, Cast your net on the right side. And so it says they cast their net on the right side. And then if you read on down, you see where that it was so much that they had 153 fish. And it says here, there didn't it say, I believe, that their net just about broke. But you know, here, all they had to do was just do what the Lord said. He just said, I want you to cast your net on the right side. You know, this morning, we all sometimes get weary, don't we? And we have this kind of night. And we have these kind of places in our lives. And the Lord is telling us, I want you to cast something somewhere. And he told them, I want you to just cast it on the right side. And they did that, and something miraculous happened. It became full of fish after all night long not catching anything. You know, I want to look a little bit at casting and the thought of casting, because there's a scripture in Psalms 55 and 22 that says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You know, sometimes we may not feel like we have enough strength. Maybe we're a little tired after the night. But the Lord tells us here something very, very wonderful. He said, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He'll fill your net up. He'll fill your life up. He'll help us. But our job is to cast our burden upon the Lord. I want us to think about that this morning, that the Lord wants us to cast. The word cast, if you read that in the Greek, in the Hebrew there, it says to throw out, down, or away, literally or figuratively. Adventure, cast away, cast down, cast forth, cast off, cast out, hurl, pluck, throw. That's the word that he's telling us here in Psalms. And he says, I want you to cast your burden on me, and I'll sustain you. You know, this morning, it takes effort to cast our burden on the Lord. Because when we have a burden, it's so much like us as people to be completely involved in that burden. Be thinking about it. Be consumed with it. Fear rises with it. Troubles, exhaustion, the night is long. And the Lord comes along and he says, you know what? Just cast your burden on me, and I'll sustain you. I just want us to think a little bit this morning about what it means and how do we cast our burden on the Lord. You know, this is something God came along to bring to us that we do not have within ourselves. It is a hole in our life that we are not able to bear sometimes the burdens of life. They're too heavy. They're too strong. They're too much. And the Lord says, I want you to cast them on me. I want you to get them, gather up your net. Now, I don't know. I've seen a little bit of this kind of thing. I've seen them throw little fishing nets out and they gather it up. But I've also seen them when they have a big net, sometimes they'll be huge. They cover great areas of space. And they take those nets and they let them out and they go around. It's work. It's hard work. But do you know that when they cast their net where the Lord said, he did something amazing for them. And this morning, you know, God came to carry our burdens. He made us knowing that he was going to have to carry our burdens this morning. You know, this morning, sometimes we struggle with this. Because when we have a burden, and there's so many different kinds, there's fears of the future. There's fears of what's going to happen. There's heavy oppressions at work. There's needs in people's lives. There's needs in homes and marriages many times. There's all kinds of things that come up. And do you know, sometimes those things, can blur the vision to the point that people despair even of life. Paul one time said that he himself, that there was so much upon him, he said that he despaired even of life. But then he said the Lord came along and strengthened him and lifted him up. And so this morning, I just want to talk about something very simple. I believe the Lord wants to carry us, folks. He wants to lift us up. He wants to teach us how to gather up our net or whatever it is and cast it onto Him. And cast it. He says, cast your burden. Cast it. Throw it on the Lord. Put it on Him. How do we do that? Is it really possible to put our burden on the Lord? Is it really possible for us to put the heavy things of our life upon the Lord? You know, many of us here today have things that we have to cast upon the Lord. It's something we have to learn to do. It's something the Lord wants us to learn to do. It's something that when He designed us, He designed us with that element of limitation where we ourselves are not able to bear it all. But He designed us that He could bear our burdens. And you know what He gives to us? He gives to us the victory. He gives to us peace in our heart. He gives to us those things that matter most that we long for in life. And so let's look at just a few scriptures. 1 Peter 5 and 7. It says, casting, here again, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now we start finding out the Bible, He's got a number of scriptures in here that the Lord wants us to cast. He wants us to throw our cares upon Him because that's who He is. He's God. Is He trying to put us out here where that we can, surely we'll see if they can endure. Will they be able? I'm going to just see if they can. You know what? The Lord says, cast your care upon Me. He says, for He careth for you. Do you know that's an element that we've got to get into our mind and our heart, knowing that the Lord cares for us? Did you know how much the Lord cares for you? Did you know that when He made all the animals and all the things, He just made them. He made them to do exactly what He wanted to. But to us, He breathed into us the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Completely different. And He cares for us. He saw us go astray in the fall. He saw what happened. And then we find that something else happened, didn't it? He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. And He came and remedied that, didn't He? He made us able to walk before the Lord in His presence. He made us able to be clean again and have a clear and a clean conscience. He made us able that the Spirit of God could again speak with us. And He cares for you and me. And this morning, if we could just get one little message, how much He cares for you and me. How much He cares for us. How much He wants to bear our burden. How much He sees all the things that we are dealing with. You know, He told about the story of the unjust judge and how this lady came to Him needing help, and He wouldn't help her. But she kept coming back. And you know, after a while, says He helped her. And He goes on to say, won't the Lord, I'm paraphrasing here, won't the Lord speedily help His own, though He bear long with them? Now, what is this bearing long while He's speedily helping them? You know, He's waiting for us many times. He's watching the things that He allows into our life work its work. He's watching what He allows into our life form us and direct us and keep us. He's watching it work and chip away at ourself, at the things that would stop God's will in our life. And you know, he's bearing long with us and he's waiting. And speedily he wants to help us. Our job today is that we just humble ourselves before God. That we cast our care upon the Lord. That we make him our all in all. And I really believe, folks, there's a deeper place here for us sometimes. Sometimes we have to wrestle for it. Sometimes we have to take our mind off of things and let things go and things that ought to be righted, it seems like, and we can't do anything about it. Do you know sometimes we have to let those things go to the Lord, knowing that he cares for us, knowing that he's big enough to do it himself if he wants to. Knowing those things, you know, that takes faith and trust. It takes an element from us that we, if we are going to be able to partake of these kind of things and enjoy this, it's something we're going to have to learn to do this morning. I want to look at Psalms 56 and 1. Now, this is a psalm of David. It says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. Now, David was a man, I think if we've read anything about David, we recognize that David, he endured a lot, didn't he? It says here at the beginning of this, when the Philistines took him in Gath. Now, don't you know, David was running from Saul. He already had this on him. And then the Philistines took him. And then he had all of this overwhelming. And he says here, mine enemies would daily swallow me up. I run to here, and then they try to swallow me up there. And I run over here. But you know what God was doing all along? He was preparing David to be the king of Israel. That's what he was doing. And somehow David had it in his heart to submit to God in the middle of all of that. And he was able to submit to the Lord because he believed God all that time. And he says, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. You know, that was David's. We read all of these psalms and all of the rejoicings and all of, you know, some of them are psalms of where he's, you can tell he's speaking his feelings, what he went through. He's speaking of those things and how God delivered him from those places. But he learned something here. He said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. You know what trust is? Trust is something that you put in someone else or something that you believe that it's going to be there. It's going to be okay because you're trusting that one. And he says, in God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. We find that very closely repeated in the New Testament, don't we? But you know, he says here, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Every day they wrest my words or twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Now, David was experiencing all of these things, but you know what we find all through the Psalms? We find where he learned to get with the Lord and cast those things upon him. And this morning, I believe our experience can be even more so today if we'll recognize what David recognized. He recognized that he could trust in the Lord. So this morning, just want to encourage us to trust in the name of the Lord this morning and recognizing that the Lord is there, that he made us, that he careth for you and for me, and believe it. and cast our care upon him. Now, when they cast that net out, they let go, didn't they? They put it out there and they let go of it. Whatever was going to be the case was up to God from there. They let go of something, didn't they? Because they did what the master told them to do. You know, this morning, sometimes we have to put it on the Lord and quit thinking about it. That's an exercise that we have to learn to do. We put it upon God and we let go and let him work with it. And we do, of course, Lord, what do? We try to understand what to do best. But folks, there is a place in the Lord that he wants us to be able to commit our way unto him and to trust in him and let him bear the heavy load this morning. Psalms 31, 7 and 1 through 6. Listen to this. Fret not thyself. This is another Psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Keep your way. Keep your thoughts. Trust in the Lord. The Lord's going to work this out for me. God's going to fight my battles for me. I'm not at the mercy of the waves. I'm not at the mercy of the devil, even. Because it says here, trust in the Lord and do good. Continue walking in his ways. Serve the Lord with all our heart. Let him have our heart and our ways. Let him work with us. Trust in him and continue doing his will. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Now this is our design. This is our job. The Lord made us, and he says, delight yourself in me. Delight yourself in the Lord. Spend our real effort delighting ourselves in the Lord, learning his ways, praying to him. Lord, I want to serve you. I want to do your will. I want to be drawn close to you. Lord, teach me your ways and show me your paths. We find that coming, just emanating from David's life. You find it in the writings. Lord, teach me your ways. You know, he could have centered on all of the things. Joseph, he could have centered on the fact that he was thrown into a pit and that his brothers betrayed him. Then they sold him. And all of those things happened. Think of the tremendous, I have to wonder what was going on in his heart. How heavy was his heart? How many tears did Joseph shed? What did he go through? And yet he trusted in God. And yet he served the Lord and did those things. You know, he believed God. He had been taught about God. He had heard it from his own father. He had heard it of his grandfather and his great-grandfather. And we see where the Lord kept him, didn't he? And the Lord began to work with him. The Lord had a plan for his life. Do we believe the Lord has a plan for our life? I believe he does. We are not at the mercy, folks, of whatever happens. We're at the mercy of God. And the Lord says here, delight thyself in the Lord. Spend your time getting close to him. Love him. Give yourself to his causes, to his thoughts. Give yourself to his word. Take a little time and meditate on his word. Chew on it. Think about how it can feed your soul. Take a little time to pray and search for God and ask him for help. And I will tell you what happens then. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You know what this word commit means? This word, now it's translated as just commit. It sounds good, just commit thy way to the Lord. But it has even more meaning than that. It says here, Clark says it this way. This is what the Hebrews says of it, roll thy way upon the Lord. Probably a metaphor taken from the camel who lies down till his load be rolled upon him. And that's what David found. And he wrote here, roll your way upon the Lord. Roll your burdens up on him. Load him up with them. And then take your hands off and let him work. And let him carry the heavy stuff. Now, I know that we as people will carry our own sometimes. But it'll wear us out. It'll break our health. It'll tear us up. Let's learn, folks, how to roll onto the Lord. He loves us that much. He made us knowing that we could not carry the burdens of life. But he made us that if we would roll it upon him, that he will carry it for us. Folks, this is his promise. This is what we lay hold upon when we lay hold upon the promises of God. We reach up. We get hold of the promises of God. This, Lord, is your promise. This I reach up and grab hold of by faith. This I take because it's mine. Because you died for it. You sealed it with your blood. And I believe it this morning. Folks, we need the Lord many times. Only he can heal many times what we need, can't he? Only he can meet the needs. But how many times have we felt that tender, that wave of comfort, of strength, of that made a difference? Nothing changed except God began to work. He made us with that need. He wants to fill it this morning. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Now, you know, one of the scriptures talks about, I was envious when I saw the workers of iniquity. But you know, David here, he says, rest in the Lord. He said, don't fret because of what someone else is doing. Don't fret because it seems like the wicked prosper. The unrighteous seem like sometimes they get way ahead in this life. Folks, he said, until I came into the house of God. And then he understood that he's, as a beast was I. What was I thinking? What was I looking at? Looking at the wrong thing. Carrying it myself, thinking about it myself, instead of rolling it over on the Lord and committing my way to God and delighting myself in his scriptures, in his thoughts, in his presence. That is what we have as the children of God. He made us for that, folks. Don't we know that he cares for us? Don't we know that he loves us that much? That he made us with that design in mind? I believe he did this morning. The scripture says, let not your heart be troubled. Why? You believe in God, believe also in me. I want to come in your heart. I want to come in your life. I want you to not let your heart be troubled. Let. What does let mean? It's a place where we give permission, isn't it? He says, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't give it permission to be troubled. Let it not be so. Cast it away from us. Is this a place that only works when everything's going well? I don't think so. I haven't found it to be that way. I've found that the Lord has been more precious and more real in the heaviest times of life than any other time. But folks, we have to learn by faith, by trust in God, to roll it upon the Lord. To commit our way unto him. To cast away from us. To discipline our minds and our hearts. It's partly what we ourselves do. That we discipline ourselves to turn loose and let the Lord do the rest. That is his work this morning. I believe he wants us to do that. Listen to this over in Philippians 4 and 6. We are all very familiar with these scriptures. But let's think a little bit this morning about how this applies to us putting our burden and casting it upon Him. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Now that means don't be anxious for anything. It doesn't mean that we're not careful in our life. It doesn't mean that we're not careful in our finances and we don't take care of our business well. It means that we're not worrywarts, that we're not thinking about things that we shouldn't be thinking about all the time until it consumes our very life. He says here, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. If they're lovely, if there's praise, if there's virtue. Now, how often do we think on the things all at hand, all around us? How often, how natural it is to humans, and how the Lord wants us to lift up our eyes to Him. And He says here, think on these things. Folks, I have found, and I believe many of us here have, that it is an exercise sometimes to stop thinking about something and think about something else. To decide, I'm not thinking about that. By the grace of God, I'm going to come into Your presence, Lord. And I've found many times that we have to pray our way through it. That's the way we do this. We have to pray our way through it. Lord, this is Your promise. Now you told me to think on things that are good. Now Lord, I got to have Your help to do that. He made us to have His help. He made us with that vacancy in our life. But He made us to fill it. He made us that when we come into those places that we bump up close with Him. And that we begin to feel the love and the blessing of the Lord in our heart and life. I believe this with all my heart this morning. Folks, God wants to give us of Himself today. He wants us to be willing to quit thinking about things that trouble us. Am I speaking to just, is there anybody here that ever has? Bunch of us, right? These things apply, don't they? Folks, this morning, God wants us to center our affections on Him. And He will allow things to come into our life to center us up. To get us where we're centering on Him, because if we don't, it's too heavy. That's what God wants to do for us this morning. It is in His love many times that He deals with us the way He does. And He allows into our lives things. This morning, I just want to encourage us, think. Discipline our minds. Take away. Let it go. And don't we sometimes have to pray a while? And then after a while, the Lord begins to speak to us, doesn't He? Things begin to change. His Word begins to mean something then. It comes battling through these things. These things don't just float down upon us. We're going to have to fight as Christians to reach for those things. But God made us to take our burdens from us. Jeremiah 17 and 7 and 8. It says here, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. I'm going to tell you this morning, blessed is the man. I believe this morning. Blessed is the man. Blessed. many blessings. You find in the scripture where that word is used. In Deuteronomy, it's used like this. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee. That same word is used there. He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You know, this morning, let's lift up our eyes and behold the promise of God that he is going to bless us. He is going to help us. The scripture said, blessed is the man. Is the man without hope that trusteth in the Lord? Is the man that puts his hope in the Lord without any hope? I want to tell you something. The scripture says blessed, and I believe it this morning. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. All this morning, I just want to encourage us to allow the Lord that place in our life that he made us for, and not to take upon ourselves more than he planned for us to take. Because life is withering. Life is heavy many times. If we do not come and get renewed in our strength over and over, folks, we'll wear out early. And you see it all the time. You see people in the world that they commit suicide and things. Life is too heavy sometimes. But you know what? The Lord wants to take our burden. And he wants to carry the heavy weight. And he wants us to delight ourselves in the ways of God. And he wants to bless our life in the midst of it. I was thinking about the song. I guess I don't have a book here. I did write out a few of the words. In 3:12, Sweet Hour of Prayer, it says there, and since he bids me, here's one right here. Verse 2 in the song, Sweet Hour of Prayer, says, Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word, and trust his grace. See, there's several things going on there. He bids me seek his face, but that's not all. Believe his word and trust his grace. I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, Sweet Hour of Prayer. That's the life of a Christian, folks. That is our benefit. That is the blessing that we have. God help us today, each one of us. I know sometimes we have to purposely quit thinking about those things. Discipline ourselves. Discipline our minds. And seek the Lord and trust his grace. And what I believe is the Lord will do his part as well this morning. Oh, how the Lord wants to do those things. I want to read one more place, maybe. Matthew 6 and 25. Listen to what Jesus said here. This is a pretty tall call for folks. But this is the way Jesus looked at things. He said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Now what's he mean? What's he saying? Don't take any thought for it. We're all getting older, aren't we? We're going to need something. Lord help us. You know what he's saying? Don't be anxious. Do your work now and do it well. And trust me, and I'll take care of you. And verily, you'll be fed. Verily, you're going to dwell in the land that I give to you. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Now I made the fowls of the air for you to see. I made them for the benefit. But you're a lot better than they are this morning. I met a man one time and a woman that was walking on the road in socks, and it was cold weather. And they were wanting a ride because they were heading south, because they believed that this here, he says about the fowls of the air not sowing and all of these things. They didn't believe you had to work. But that isn't balanced, is it? We do our work, and we do it well, and we do our best. But the heavy work, the anxious work, the things that we would have that are too heavy for us, he says, cast it on me. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he'll sustain you. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, again, don't worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. What an amazing thing to end up with. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Tomorrow's going to have its share, so we don't need to worry about it. When you get there, I'll be there too. The Lord will be that for us this morning. So as we journey through life, let's don't allow the enemy to take our peace, and to take our grace, and to take our health. I was just thinking about all of those things. Fear is an evil beast. It will overtake us, and it will abuse us if we will let it. We can take anxious thought. We can worry about tomorrow in whatever way. All of us have a different thing about tomorrow. To one, it's their health. To another, it's their finances. To another, it's some other aspects of life. To another, it's, I just don't know how I can face what I've got to face. All of those things, it's different for everybody. But he said, don't take any thought for tomorrow. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. When tomorrow gets here, there'll be enough for tomorrow. And you know what? I'll still be there too. So I believe the Lord wants us to believe, wants us to accept the grace of God, and to discipline ourselves a little bit and not allow the enemy to take what God came to carry for us. Not allow the enemy to take our health, our mind, does the Lord want us to be stripped of all enjoyment of life? I don't think so. I think he wants his people to be vibrant and full because of him. Because he came to carry the heavy stuff. Folks, God came for that. He sent his son for that. He made us for that. Let's believe today. Let's cast it upon him. Now, Lord, this is what you made me for. I'm going to cast upon you my burdens today. And I'm going to seek your face until you give me direction, till you give me peace, till you give me those things that you give to your children this morning. It is the privilege that we have. It is why we don't have to, go the places the world goes. The drink they take, the drugs they take, all of those things. I was speaking to a young man not long ago, and he told me, he said, he believes that 70% of Guthrie is on meth. Now, I don't know, but he believes that. In his world, it seems to be that way. But you know what? And he himself was, or had been. But you know, the world don't have something. They don't have a way to be able to get loose. And so they get on those things, and then they can't get loose of those things. And then that ruins their life. Folks, the people of God have the privilege. They have the blessing of the Father that loves them. And he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't we know this morning the scripture is true? Lord, help us each one.